In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. You know, it really does get hot as you ascend the steps of this pulpit, and I realize I make it all the worse by the amount of hot air I'm about to produce, but there we are. A story about everybody, somebody, anybody and nobody. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. Today is Ministry Sunday. It's a really, really, really crucial day in any church's year. Today is the day when, if we are brave, we allow ourselves to be confronted with this truth, that to be a follower of Jesus is to accept the call to serve. Today we are bold to confront this truth, that though we happily call Jesus our friend, though we thankfully call Jesus our rescuer, we must also call him our Lord. No constitutional monarch, but a Lord. And of this Lord Jesus we read in Mark 10:45, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. Mary reads this as I read it with her lips, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Ministry Sunday, though it's only one day in the whole year, should reflect what it is our business every day, to offer our lives to God and to ask not whether, but how do I serve you today? For whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. Today's readings speak, I think, eloquently of the call and the vocation to service, and the way in which service expresses our worship, it fulfills our obedience, and it's energized by our gratitude. Service and worship. Now, I was disappointed to realize that the first part of the psalm was missing from our worship today, and I take full responsibility for that. I've never been a proofreader, so I'm going to remind you what the first verse of Psalm 34 is. It's a glorious verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and then let all that is within me, all my gifts, all my talents, all my skills, all my time, let all that is within me bless his holy name. You see, to serve is to worship. And the church community at its best is a community that serves to identify, to celebrate, and sustain the many gifts of its members. As I look at you all today in these box pews, well, most of you in box pews, you can't see what I see. I see gifts and talents just oozing, flowing over all of these boxes into the aisles, just in one great stream, just looking to be used. Each one of us, says St. Paul, is gifted to serve. And any other statement is a lie and a deceit. And as we use our gifts, well, tentatively and modestly, as befits Episcopalians, but as we use them, so we bless and worship the Creator, who has so generously bestowed upon us gifts for ministry and gifts for service. There are some churches that I think rather pedantically end their worship with these words: our worship has ended, our service has begun. They're significant, but they tell only a half-truth. For it's in our worship that we serve, and it's in our service that we worship. Service and worship. Service and obedience. Romans 14, verse 12. Every knee shall bow to me, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Lord of all, or not at all? Jesus is Lord. It's supposed that when St. Paul uses this phrase, he's using it from a Christian hymn that was often sung in the early church, rather like the hymn we often sing that begins at the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow. The hymn that contains such vivid phrases as, at his voice creation sprang at once to sight, and in your hearts enthrone him, there let him subdue all that is not holy, all that is not true. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all too often, and I've done this for 40 years, all too often we speak glibly and easily of the church as a volunteer organization. Yeah? But it's not. In all truth, this is error. The church is composed not of volunteers, but of conscripts. And conscription, to quote one dictionary, is the compulsory enlistment of people in national service. We are conscripts in the army of the Lord. Now, I'm not so naive as to believe that that's going to be swallowed whole by every parish in which I have served, do serve, and will serve. But at base, this is a theological reality. You and I are not volunteers. We are conscripts. Are some of us absent without leave at the moment? It's time to put that right. In that great passage from Isaiah chapter 6, when Isaiah sees the vision of the Lord in the temple and the smoke is filling it, the Lord sends out the call, who will go for me? Isaiah responds, Lord, here am I, send me. All too often, there are volunteers in the church who say, Lord, here am I, send him, send her. Service and obedience. And then, I'm not going to say most important, but important, service and gratitude. The mean and the vicious servant in today's gospel is condemned because despite being awarded such an enormous grace, he goes out and he acts with vindictiveness, indifference and meanness. Authentic gratitude moves us to active service. The horrible, relentless spate of recent natural disasters has at least presented us with a panoply of ready and willing volunteers to assist whenever and however they can. Gratitude for the safety of their own lives, you see, has spilled out. It has generated service for the needs of others. It borders on blasphemy if we who call ourselves Eucharistic people, if we who celebrate Eucharist, Thanksgiving, are not in turn energized to serve the Lord and his people and his creation. Service is intricately linked with worship and obedience and gratitude. But it's also linked, and here I slip in a fourth point just to surprise you, it's also linked with spiritual growth and awareness. You remember that great story in John chapter 2, the wedding at Cana of Galilee. The wine runs out, Jesus doesn't seem to care, his mother nags him, And eventually he says, okay, I'll do something. And he blesses the water and it becomes the most glorious and vivacious of wine. And then as people are drinking it, they say to the maitre d', this is so strange. Usually people serve good wine first, and when they're drunk, they serve the plonk. But you have served the best now. Nobody knows who caused this miracle except, and here John gives a wonderful sentence, except the servants who did the work. You see, they served, and therefore they had the privilege of seeing the glory of the nature of their Lord Jesus. Their service was the doorway through which they passed to gain profound and spiritual understanding. So next time a member of this parish or someone beyond the parish comes to me and they say, Alan, I want to know the Lord Jesus better. Be warned. Part of the response is going to be, well, let's see how we can serve him more. In Harriman Hall this morning, tables are being set, describing just some of the opportunities for service in this church family. All of them are important, but I dare to underline just one of them on behalf of them all. The children of this church are members, and we need care for them in every way. Show them that they matter. We do this by supporting their families, but also providing opportunities for them to learn about the goodness and the presence of God. Please, please consider giving some time, a day a month, to this ministry. And do take note, men are included in Sunday school ministry as much as women. Just consider the role model that is played for a young child when they see a man teaching them, as well as women, about the nature and the presence of God. I end with the story with which I began. A story about four people named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. There was an important job to be done. Everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry because it was everybody's job, and everybody thought that anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. Let's pray that this faith community never merits such a story. Amen.